The Gargoyle Code by Dwight Longenecker. Read by the author. Week 1. Introduction. A letter to the reader. From the seventh celestial circle. Greetings in the name of the highest. All blessings to you from the Lord of Light and the Fire of Love. May you know the powerful purity of the Most Blessed Lady and the radiant goodness of all your brothers and sisters in glory. Alleluia. Amen. Dear child, before you begin listening to this book, I wish to give you a word of warning. What you hear may disturb you. The smoke and stench of hell itself reeks in these pages, and it was much debated among us whether it should be released to you at all. However, the times are so perilous and the battle so intense that it was decided in the courts above that it is better for you to look over the shoulders of the Dark Ones than to fall into the trap of forgetting their existence. The servants of the Dark Lord love to hide. They flourish in the shadows and thrive when you do not believe in them. They love nothing more than for you to be complacent and negligent and lazy. Remember, dear one, that the fiends are like the beasts stalking their prey. Camouflage and subterfuge are their tools. They are masters of deception, and they serve the Lord of the Flies, the Father of Lies. In reading the correspondence we have chosen to release, you will find yourself entwined in a web of deception and counter-deception. You may feel soiled by the enemy's vulgarity and sickened by his coarse speech. You may become depressed and despondent at the complexity of the enemy's plan. You may become confused by his strategies and bewildered by his cunning chicanery. When this happens, look to the light. One moment of honest prayer and adoration will open the windows of your soul. Look upward to the clear, fresh breeze of the north. Instantly you will be given the childlike simplicity for which your heart yearns. At once you will see what you should do. Then ask for the grace to run from the darkness into the light, and this grace will be given. Laugh at the evil one's pride and self-deception. Laugh and be free, for he has already been defeated. We have released this correspondence of the fiends during the time when they know the battle is greatest. This blessed time of Lent is when we take the battle to them. Dear child, if you could only see what great things are accomplished in the spiritual realm by your earnest prayer, your sincere fasting, and your self-sacrificial giving to the poor. The fiends hate those disciplines with all their heart. And remember, they hate you too. They want to utterly destroy you. They would devour you if they could. You will have heard of the other letters that have come from the depths of darkness. The letters of the fiend Screwtape were released many years ago. Do not be surprised if these letters are similar to those that have gone before. Remember, the Dark Ones cannot create anything new. The only power they have is to twist and distort what the great and only Father has created. The poor wretches have only a few tunes to sing and a few tricks to play. Their existence is in a continuously downward spiral, and the only hope they have is to try to drag human souls into their vortex of destruction. Once you see their sad lack of creativity, you will realize that these letters could only be repetitious and monotonous. So, read these letters day by day in these blessed weeks to prepare your soul for the great Paschal feast. Read them as part of your warfare with the Dark Ones. Read them for your purification of your soul. Read them as an act of intercession for others you know who are lost in the dark. Read them, act on them, and pray. We have not released them for your entertainment, but for your enlightenment. And now I must urge you to do something which may not be pleasant for you. Please know that I make this request out of great and radiant love for your soul. I must urge you with all power and grace within me to read this correspondence as you would read a mirror. As the fiends discuss the poor souls in their charge, see yourself. Do not read in a detached manner, as if you are reading about someone else, but engage your heart. Ask for the light to see how you are like the poor souls in these pages. Only then will you be able to spot the fiends' activity in your own life. If you are able to do this, the benefits will be great. Go on this journey with joy. Remember, I will be there, full of light, to aid you in the journey. The great and good Lady of all graces will blaze into your heart the light from her Son, who is the Lord of all light, and the great peace that is beyond all earthly knowing will fill you. The graces of the Risen One will surround you, and you will be remade into His likeness, who was first made in your likeness, so that when the day comes, you will rise with Him on His joyous Eastertide. Peace be with you, your guardian.